started.
Okay. All right. So we have heard her, and everything is going to be recorded. All right. Thank you so much for coming on this four-week journey, everyone. So welcome to Mastering the Law of Attraction four-week course. I'm really, really happy that you're here. And before the call, before I started recording, just so you know, I'm going to say it again. If you have some paper, which I'm going to talk about in a second a little more, please write on that paper 4-star. And 4-star will mute you if you need to, or it'll unmute you if you need to come off of mute. Okay, so if you have a lot of background noise. Right now, it sounds pretty good. It sounds like a lot of people are on landlines and stuff, so it's not a lot of noise in the background, too. So I'm really happy that you are here, because we're going to be together for the next 4 weeks. I'm very excited about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we move forward. And if, say yes if you were on the intro call or listened to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So a lot of people have been on the intro call. And if you haven't, that's fine too, because we're going to go over some of that stuff. And if you were, you are at an advantage, because working this way with the law of attraction really is going to be a habit, and getting all the information a few times over is going to create that habit in your brain, so that we can get into being deliberate creators, because that's what we're going to do in this 4 weeks, is we're going to become deliberate creators, conscious creators. So if you were on the call before, you're going to know some of the stuff, and you might get ahead of me. So the other thing I want to do before we get started, I want to make sure that did everyone have a chance to download or print out the workbook? Say yes if you were able to do that.
Yes.
I did.
Max, what
is there anyone? Is there anyone that wasn't able to do that?
Me.
Okay. There is a link, and I will tell you what the link is, because you can go on there and get it. I'm going to tell it to you right now just so that you have it. It was in an email, but I'll just tell you what it is. It's maxryan.net/LOA/handout.html. Okay, so maxryan.net/LOA/handout.html. That training manual is 10 pages. And so if you don't have it right now and can't print it out, at least have some paper with you, because we're going to write some things down. All right? Let me make sure that we have everything. All right. Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to move forward. And I want to tell you before we start that everything that we're going to be doing, I will supplement it with my knowledge of law of attraction and how I've worked. But this is basically all going to be based on Michael Loge's Law of Attraction book. So if you would like to get that, I would highly recommend it. It's a great book, and it's really straightforward. It's one of the best books that I've ever read and taught about the law of attraction. He is my teacher and mentor to teach you this. So if you're interested, getting Michael Loge's Law of Attraction book would do nothing but help you during this process. Okay, everyone, shall we begin? Say yes if you're ready to begin.
Yes.
Ready.
Right. Okay. All right. So say yes if you ever find yourself saying the word, that's a coincidence. Do you say coincidence? Say yes if you say that.
Yes.
Say yes if you find yourself going, wow, that's out of the blue. Do you ever say that, that word?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Or say yes if you go, that is meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So all those words and those phrases, that was meant to be, out of the blue, or, oh, the other one that's great, say yes if you use the word, it's fate, or the term, it's fate.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. And then on the other hand, Say yes if you know anyone, not you, of course it's not you, but if you know anyone that attracts negative things over and over in their life. Say yes if you know
them.
Yes. Like
that. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So both of those things, things like coincidences, out of the blue occasions, serendipity, and then the people that attract things over and over that are negative, they're like negative Nellies. Both of those are examples of the law of attraction and how it works. So today, what we are going to do is we are going to really look at what the law of attraction is, how it's working in your life, and how to start to attract more positive and stop attracting negative things. Say yes if you like stop attracting negative things.
Yes.
So, over the next, half an hour, I'm going to explain how law of attraction is working in your life. And so by the time that you leave today, you're going to walk away with two major, major ways of working to attract more positive things and to get really clear on what you want in your life. Say yes if you like good tools.
Yes.
Me too. I like them too. All right. So just so that you know, before we move along, I said this in the intro call, and I'll say it again. I'm going to be using things that are called accelerated learning techniques, like having you say yes, or I'll repeat myself, or I'll repeat myself, or I'll repeat myself. Or I'll have you write things down, because in those ways, you're really going to get it. It'll start to really burrow into your brain, and it'll start to become second nature to you. So if you like having things being second nature, say yes.
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 Good. Okay. So I just want to let you know a little bit more about me if you don't know, because there's some new people that I haven't worked with before, and welcome. Some people know me really well. My name is Max Ryan, and I call myself an intuitive life coach, and I am a teacher and a trainer. And the main thing that I do in all the work that I do with people is that I help people move from a fearful kind of anxious way of living in their life to a more loving, peaceful way of living in their life. Say yes if you love loving and peaceful.
Yes.
So everything that I do, if it's private coaching or if it's working with the law of attraction, or I also work with the Course in Miracles and angel work, all of those things I have studied for a long time, and I really believe that these three things help people move from an ego-based existence of competition and craziness to a spirit-based relation to the world that's full of love, full of peace, and full of flow. So with that said, that's what I do, and that's hopefully what we're going to explore in the next few weeks together by using the law of attraction to do that. Okay? All right. So everybody, do you have your workbooks ready?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like you to just move to the first page on page one. At the top of page one is the definition of the law of attraction, and I'll read it. It says, I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. Okay? So it doesn't say you have to do all three of those, because if you're giving your attention something, does that mean that you're giving your energy to it, yes or no?
Yes.
So if you're giving your energy something, you obviously are focusing on it too, yes?
Yes.
So I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. But then there's four words after that. any volunteers that want to read those four words at the bottom?
Whether negative or positive.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. So whether negative or positive. So we're attracting whether negative or positive things, the things that we give our attention, energy and focus too. And I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to underline the word negative 2 times. Now, the reason that I want you to do that is that many times we think of the law of attraction, and a lot of people here are probably familiar at least with the basics of the law of attraction, of going, if I just think about $1 million, if I just focus on $1 million, I'm just taking an example here, and I focus on this positive thing or the car and everything, I'll get it or it'll attract to me. But a lot of times we forget that if we are on some level giving attention, energy, and focus to quote-unquote negative things, we're getting that too. And we're going to go into more depth later. But it's really important that we say whether negative or positive. And today we're going to learn how to clean up our vibration, so we're going to start to attract more positive things. Say yes if you like more positive vibrations.
Yes.
Good. And speaking of vibrations, you know, another way of saying the definition of the law of attraction is to say it's the law of vibes, the law of vibes. And vibes are things that we have all the time. And a vibe is something it's a mood or a feeling. Say yes if you've ever stood next to someone and you could feel their vibe.
Yes.
Or if you walk into a room and you go and your vibe goes, ooh, something's happened here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, on the right under how does law of attraction work, I want you to write vibe equals a mood or a feeling.
Okay.
The vibe equals a mood or a feeling. And under that, you know, vibe is the short word that we said before. This is a short version of what word?
Vibration.
Vibration. So under that, you want to write vibe equals vibration. Now, vibes or vibrations are mood or feelings. When do we have moods or feelings? Anyone can answer?
All the time.
Exactly. We have a mood or a feeling all the time. Right now we're having a mood or feeling. I'm having one. You're having one. Everyone's having a mood or feeling. And many times, you know, if we're not aware of our mood or feeling, then we're unconscious. So it's really important as we start to go through this work, and when I work with people privately, this is one of the first things that we do. We start saying, how do you feel right now? What is your feeling right now? Because when we start to identify our feeling, we can start to give attention, energy, and focus to what we want. But if we're not aware of our feelings, then it doesn't work. That makes sense, everyone? Capisce?
Yes.
Capisce is understand in Italian. So
I knew that.
So say again.
I knew that.
I did too. Good. So for purposes of the law of attraction and us working together, there's going to be two kinds of moods or feelings. One is negative and one's positive. And you see right there under that is a negative side and a positive side. So let's just say some words that are negative vibrations or negative feelings. You can just say them out loud. What's one?
Disappointment.
Good. Disappointment, yes.
Anger.
Jealousy.
Someone else said something.
Anger.
Rage.
Resentment.
Resentment.
Frustration.
I know frustration. Say yes if you know frustration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Carol, did you say something?
Fear,
yep.
Yeah.
Good, okay. So write some of those things under negative. Now, under positive, let's fill in the positive. I like the positive. What feelings are positive?
Joy.
Love.
Joy. Yay, joy. That's right, joy. What else?
Happiness.
Happiness. Love it.
Peacefulness.
Peacefulness. I like it.
Love.
Satisfaction.
Love, satisfaction. Thank you.
Creative.
Creative. That's good. I like that. Any other
Serenity.
One? Oh, thank you. Serenity. I like fun, too. Fun's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So laughter. Now, thank you for that. Oh, did someone say something?
Laughter.
Say that again. You sort of cut out.
Laughter.
Oh, laughter. I love fun and laughter. Good. Okay. So we have a mood or a feeling. And when do we feel a mood or a feeling, everyone?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. So we're always feeling a mood or a feeling, and a mood or a feeling is always negative or?
Positive.
Very good. Now, the law of attraction, when we go back to the top, I attract to my life whatever, to my life and business, whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. The law of attraction has a very, very simple job description. And the job description is very simple, and I want you to write this down somewhere on your page. It doesn't have a place, but it's really important. I'd like you to write down the job description of law of attraction, and you can just write LOA from now on. The job description of LOA is to match vibrations. Is to match vibrations. So, if we're always having a mood or a feeling, if I'm feeling satisfied, law of attraction is doing what with satisfied?
Matching it.
If I'm feeling angry and frustrated, it's doing what?
Matching it.
And if I'm feeling fun, it's doing what?
Matching it.
It's really important. All the law of attraction is doing over and over and over, universe, whatever you want to call the law of attraction, is it is always looking in or feeling our vibration, and it just keeps matching. It's going, oh, Linda is feeling happy. Let me get more happy. Let me go more happy. Oh, Max is feeling, frustrated. Let me get more frustrated. Because all it does is match the vibration you're giving it. And so it's really important that we know that because at every moment you're sending out a vibration. So there's a longer sentence that I want you to fill in. You see that at every moment right there?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to fill it in. You're going to write this down. At every moment, I'm sending negative or positive vibrations. Thank you, computer. Okay.
I thought something happened to my phone.
I love it. At every moment, I'm sending negative or positive vibrations. And then, at every moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration. By giving me, and I want you to write this in capital letters, by giving me more of the same, whether negative or positive. So, does anyone want to volunteer to reread that sentence, those two sentences?
I will, Max. It's Linda. At every moment, I'm sending negative or positive vibrations. Then at every moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration by giving me more of the same, whether negative or positive.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. So whatever, if it's in anything in our life, if it's our finances, it's our relationship, it's our career. Law of attraction is always responding to that vibration. So if we're always thinking dire thoughts about money, what are we going to get more of?
Dire thoughts about money.
Dire thoughts and direness. So it's feeling the mood or vibration. So it doesn't even know about money. It's just anything around money is dire or lacking or something like that. Like I never have enough. So if we're always thinking and feeling I never have enough money, what are we going to get more of?
More money.
Have less and less money.
Yes, exactly. So that's why it's really important for us to go, oh, what am I thinking about this? What am I thinking about this? Now, I want to now, because we've been using words a lot today. I've been talking about them. You're writing them. They're all over this paper, and we see them all over the place. We're reading them. We're thinking them. We're speaking them. Words are an amazing tool to use to help us shift our results in our life. And I want to tell you how the words that we're saying are affecting the results that we're getting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there are four boxes underneath that that say words and results and relationships. Do you see that, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to imagine a big, huge, huge dictionary full of words, and it's being dumped into that first box. And it's all these words in the dictionary are being dumped in that first box on the left side, okay? So, and shaking them and shaking it, and the dictionary is empty. What is in this box now? It's full of what?
Words.
Words. Please write the word, words, in the first box. So all these words, they all go together in our head, and as we put these words together in our heads, they form what? What do they form? Our what?
Thoughts, ideas.
For now, we're going to use our thoughts. So in the second box over, please write the word thoughts. So there's all these thoughts in our heads, and there's these thoughts going on, and the thoughts are working, and they're going out, and they're sending out what into the world?
Vibrations.
Vibration, exactly. So in the third box, I want you to write vibrations. And we always have two kinds of vibrations. What are they, everyone?
Positive and negative.
Good. So under that box, I want you to write a little positive sign and a negative sign. Okay? So there's these positive and negative vibrations coming out. All those positive and negative vibrations going out in the world are giving us our what in our life?
Results.
Exactly. So the last box, I want you to write results. And underneath that, write a positive and negative sign, too. So the results could also be called your life. So the words that you're thinking are creating these thoughts that you're thinking. The thoughts that you're thinking are creating a vibration that you're sending out. And the law of attraction is checking the vibration, and what is it doing?
Matching it.
So you're getting negative or positive results. So we're going to go backwards. So you get a negative and positive result because you're sending what? Sending what from the other box?
Vibrations.
Negative or positive vibrations. And those vibrations are formed by your what?
Thoughts.
Thoughts are formed by your
words.
Your words. So we can see when we look at this and we think, oh, our words, I mean, ultimately, in many ways, there is a step before this, but for this, we're not going to talk about it. But our words are so powerful. If we're thinking them, if we're saying them, if we're writing them down, they're so powerful because our thoughts can create the results that we want in our life. okay? I mean, our words can create the results. And so it's really important that we know that. It's really important that we know that, because the most powerful thing that we have is we have our ability to choose. And we have the ability to choose, and that is so important. So we can choose our words. And if we choose our words, our thoughts change. If our thoughts change, our thoughts change. If our vibrations change, our results change. And that's what it's all about. Now, I know that a lot of people, myself included, are pretty positive people, but they've gotten negative results in their life. You know, things that they don't really like. Say yes if that's happened to you.
Yes.
Yeah. So it feels like, oh, I'm such a positive person, and something's not right here because I'm trying to be really positive, and I'm getting negative results. Say yes if you feel like that's happened to you more than once in your life.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's nothing to feel bad about. It's something for us to look at and say, huh, why is it that I'm getting negative results and I'm a positive person? I like people. I help people. I'm a good person. I'm not getting, you know, such positive results in all areas. Or it might be one area you keep getting negative results. And if we go back, it can somehow be about our words. Now, underneath those four boxes, there is that, it looks like a doorknob. But I want you to write on that doorknob, reset.
You've been randomly selected for a free gift from Walmart.
Okay.
Whoever
has the background noise, can you hit the four star?
Walmart.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
Whoever has the background noise, please hit four star. That would help us out a lot. Awesome. Good. Okay. So, and the bottom of that page is that little button. It looks like a doorknob. But I want you to write the word reset. Reset. Who can tell me, what does a reset button do?
Starts it all over.
That's right. Starts it all over. Say yes if you like reset buttons.
Yeah.
So if your computer is in the blink, or if something's in the blink and it's not working, you can find that little button in the back or something, and you can reset it, and it will start all over. So we are going to have a reset button to help you change your results that you're getting. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And it's so powerful. So the way that we're – I want you to turn the page – and go to page 3. Remember, we were talking about the words that we're using and how the words are causing us to get negative or positive results. Now, you're going to have some homework. I like homework because homework helps me to stay clear and learn really well. So the homework that you're all going to have from now until the rest of your life, for the rest of your life, is that you're gonna exclude three words out of your vocabulary that are really giving you negative results. Say yes if you would like to have positive results.
Yeah.
Okay. So see the three boxes at the top?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd like you in the first box on the left to write the word don't. Don't. The middle box, I'd like you to write the word not, N-O-T. And the third box, anyone want to take a guess at what the third box is? Don't, not, and?
No.
No.
No, that's right, N-O. Okay.
If we could have just eliminated the second year of our life.
Oh, that's so funny, honey. Exactly. When other people are saying don't, not, and no to us?
When we learn to say no, yeah.
That's so interesting that you bring that up, Connie, because, you know, so many of us that have kids, we do see that they say no pretty easily, don't they?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we learn to say no. But these three words are the words that are really, on some level, are really creating the, some negative results in our lives. So, like I said, your homework is to really eliminate, be very aware of these three words and eliminate them. You can even, you can find another page and make a, actually find, yeah, find a page that's empty and write a circle. Maybe it's on the back of one of your pages. Write a big circle and write those three words in the circle. Don't, not, and no. And put that universal do not do sign, like the red, the line going through it. And you might want to, for our purposes, as we work this way in the next few weeks, is you might want to put that on some Post-its around your house to remind you about don't, not, and no, okay? Because every time we, if we say, I don't want something, the law of attraction is, what's its job? It's to do what?
To match
something, to match it. So if I say, I don't want to be late, the law of attraction is going to give me what?
Being late, you can hit every red light on your way.
That's right. Exactly.
Accident.
That's right. If you say I don't want any late clients, what kind of clients are you going to get?
Late. They're all going to come late.
Yep. Because the law
you
of
just
attraction.
You say I want everybody to be on time.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So remember when I said that reset. The reset button?
Yes.
The reset button is a very simple, simple sentence. And see underneath it says, so I want you to write, so what do I want?
So what do I
want? So for example, just like we just did, I don't want to be late. So your reset button, you would say, I just said I don't want to be late. Your reset button is the sentence, so what do I want? What's your reset sentence, everyone?
So what do I want?
Exactly. So I don't want to be late. I want to be what?
On time.
On time.
Early.
Okay?
Even early.
Or early.
Early.
I want to be
I like that better.
So everything is about your feelings, your vibration. Remember, and there's two kinds. What kind of vibrations are there?
Positive and
negative.
Exactly. So if you change, so what do I want to I want to be on time or I want to be earlier? If it feels good, then do it that way. Okay? So if you say don't slam the door, how would you change that? So what do you want?
Close the door quietly.
Yeah, close the door gently. This works with your kids, too. I don't want lazy clients. What do I want?
I want good clients.
Reliable clients.
Reliable. Or I want go-getter clients.
Hard work.
Whatever it is. Okay. So your reset button is the sentence, so what do I want? Okay, I'm going to take, right underneath that, I want you to say, I want you to write, when the words change, I change my vibration. So when you go from something you don't want to something you do want, you go from negative to what?
Positive.
So like I was saying actually earlier today, a lot of this work is all about switching our whole relationship to the world of not pushing away from things and saying, I don't want that, instead of going towards something. You feel the vibrational difference, everyone?
Yeah.
Because when we live our life by pushing away and saying, no, I don't want that, that's a whole vibration that's definitely on the negative side. But when we say, I do want this, let me move towards that, It's much more in the flow. It's much more, if anyone knows Abraham Hicks, it's much more downstream. Downstream is, it feels good. So when you say, when you stop or very aware of, stop saying don't not know, and you start saying, what do I want? Your whole vibration shifts and it changes. Capisce, everyone?
Understand.
Yes. I want to give one example, actually. You know, the law of attraction is a matcher of vibrations. We know that. So the law of attraction is very much like in a Google search, okay? So in a Google search, if you put in no sex, what do you get?
Sex.
If you put in no football, what are you going to get?
Football.
Because it's just matching. It's very much like it's just matching. It's matching the vibration, matching the vibration. So we have to be really careful. We have to be really careful because it's very much like the Google search. So if we say it's going to match our negative as much as our positive, okay? Now, the next part is really, really fun and interesting because relationships are a place where many of us have issues in our life with relationships, and it's really important for us to understand relationships and when it comes to the law of attraction, because one of the things that we need to do is we have to understand our own vibration and we have to understand other people's vibrations too. So do you see the big radio dial there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if someone is really, really positive, they might be over on the side towards the 90s or 95s, right?
Right.
And if someone's negative, they might be over near the 30s. So let's just say all of us here are around a 90 or 95. So put a big line through where 90 is, or 95, whatever you feel. And put a vertical line up and down, okay? And then, you know those people, when you see their name on your phone and your whole vibration goes, oh, it's them? Do you know that person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could be your aunt. It could be your mother-in-law. It could be your friend. But you see their name and you go, oh, it's them. Say yes if you have a friend or someone in your life like that.
Yes.
Okay. And many times that person is negative Nelly, correct?
Yeah.
So negative Nelly is on the other side of the radio dial. Let's say negative Nelly is, and you can use your negative Nelly's name, whatever. Let's put her or him on 30. So make a line on 30. So that's negative Nelly. Okay. And then we are on 95 over here. So over those lines, from one line to the other, I want you to draw an arch like a rainbow and write resistance. So when we find someone that is completely a different vibration, we feel resistance. We feel resistance. It's that person again. It's that person again. I'll tell you a couple of, you know, I used to do hair, if you didn't know that. I used to do a lot more hair. And I used to have this client, and she would come in, and I'm telling you, Negative Nelly was her middle name. And it was really tough to be around her and touch her, and all the time complaining. And at the beginning, when I started working with her, I would, instead of staying on my 95, when she would come in, I would go, oh, it's negative Nelly. How are you? I'm so sorry you're so negative. I'm so sad that your back hurts and that your kids don't like that. Now, can you hear what I did?
Yeah, you changed.
You went down to how she was feeling. You brought yourself from a 90 down to maybe 40 or 50.
That's right. That's
instead
exactly
of
right.
Trying to bring her up and say, oh, hi, how are you, blah, 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 and try to make her bring her up to where you were. You went with the negative.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'll tell you. Most of us, and especially with our family, we tend to have a hard time holding our vibration. We have a hard time holding our vibration. And so we go to their vibration. And say yes if you ever have done that in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. And say yes if it makes you feel bad.
Yes.
And then you leave or they leave, and then you were like, you were having a great day, and then all of a sudden you're like, ugh, I'm in a bad day. I want to call in bed now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
And it's exactly what you said, is that we move our vibration down to theirs. And that's what we don't want to do. We want to learn to stay on our vibration. So when Negative Nelly says, I don't like my girl to be like this, I don't want this, I don't want that, you now have a way to help Negative Nelly by your reset button. Mm-hmm. What is your reset button sentence?
What do you want?
So Negative Nelly says to us, goes, I don't want my kids to be late for school. So we say, so what do you want? And she says what?
I want my kids to be on time for school.
That's right. And when she says that, what happens to her vibration?
It changes.
That's right. And the more we do that, the more their vibration will change. And the more we do that, the more they'll go, I feel really good around you. I like you. You make me feel good. That's interesting. And all you're doing is helping them to focus on what they do want by not changing them, but just asking the one simple question. So what do you want? Okay? So it's really important that we go, oh, here's my vibration, but I'm not going to change. I'm not going to go on to that other vibration. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you underneath there, the distance between that sentence, I'd like you to write the distance between my vibe and someone else's vibe is equal to how much resistance I have.
Under where it says I can only? No,
under the...
Oh, I see, under there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right under the radio. The difference between my vibration and someone else's vibe is equal to how much resistance I have. So, it's really important that we stay on our vibration. And one thing I want us all to know is that we have to mind our vibration. Let's say that together.
Mind our vibration.
And that really means that we need to stay in our vibration and not go to someone else's vibration. Really important. And what this one concept can really start to shift your life beyond anything and say, I'm not going to go to that vibration. I'm staying in my vibration. It's really important, okay? Really important. So underneath that says, how can I mind my own vibration? And you mind your own vibration by being selfish. I want you to write being selfish.
Yeah.
And under next to that, write selfish equals self-care. It's not selfish in the traditional way. Selfish means taking care of our vibration, which means being very, very alert about what we're watching, what we're listening to, and the consciousness of our vibration, and staying with our vibration.
Now, people, when we do that, we're training people to how they want that, how they are going to treat us. We train people how they're going to treat us. So when you start doing this work, it might be like people will be like, that's not the way you used to be, but it's more like you're minding your vibration. They will learn that they can only, you know, start talking about good things with you and focusing on positive things with you. So you can create a beautiful vibration together. You will start to train them by doing this. And really, this is really taking responsibility for ourselves. Taking responsibility for ourselves, because when we take responsibility for ourselves and our vibration, then we are much better for the world. We're much better for the world and for ourselves. So selfish equals self-care. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to turn let's turn the page and we're going to go to page 4. Now, we've talked about a few different things here tonight, and we've started talking about how we're sort of undeliberate creators, how we are unaware of our words and our vibration. But our goal here, all of us, is that we're going to start to become very aware and deliberate creators and deliberate attraction. So there's a very, very straightforward formula that we are going to work with over the next few weeks, three more weeks. And that is on top here. So we're just going to fill this in to become a deliberate attractor or creator. The first one, step one, I want you to fill in ID my desire.
Okay. Can I say that first word again? My what?
Desire.
You said something before that. My something, my desire.
Oh, identify, was that it, Max? Identify my desire?
Yes.
Identify or ID my desire.
Okay.
So that's the first step we have to do. We have to go, oh, what do I want? How do I want it? Which we have to get very clear, because most of us, this one step is new to us, actually, of going, because how many times have you been asked, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I don't know. I'm not sure. So it's important that we get really clear of what we want, because if we have an unclear vibration, the law of attraction's job is to do what? To
match
our vibration. If we have an unclear vibration, we're going to get what? Unclear results.
Chaos.
Exactly. You're going to get chaos. So the step one is really important, is to identify or ID your desire. Okay? Now, just so that you know, we're going to all, the tool there, I'm going to come back to in a second. Let's just go to step two. Step two, fill in this box. You're going to fill in, give my desire attention. Give my desire attention. You can skip the tool right now. So that is, giving your desired attention is exactly what the law of attraction definition at the beginning was talking about. You're giving it attention, energy, and focus. You're giving it attention, energy, and focus. Okay? Now step three is allow. Allow. That's it. Allow. Okay. Now, step three is many times, step three is the one step. Well, let me just ask you all. Have any of you been able to sort of ID your what you really want or identify what you really want? Say yes if you have been able to.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then have you been able to take that and focus on it and think about it and write about it and sort of talk about it? Have you been able to do that with one of your desires?
Yes.
And then you are saying, okay, I'm focusing on it. I'm giving my attention to it, but it's not coming. Has that happened to you?
Yes.
It's almost always, usually, because step three, because we're not allowing it. We're not allowing it. It's very much, step three is like you ordering from going to a restaurant. Okay, let's just take these three steps. We're going to go to the restaurant. So you go to a restaurant and you open the menu. It's your favorite restaurant. And you see all these things. You're like, ah, oh, there's so many things here. Oh, but tonight I'm going to have surf and turf. I really want some steak and lobster. That sounds awesome, okay? So, but you look also when you see that there's anchovies and there's something else you don't want. And you go, ugh. And you go, I don't want to look at that. I want to look at surf and turf. So in that way, you've identified your desire. You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the second step is the waiter comes and the waiter says, what is your order? And you say, I would like surf and turf, and I love surf and turf. It's one of my favorite things. I come to this restaurant for surf and turf. Are you kidding me? I love it. And I'd like my steak to be rare, and I'd like it to have the grill marks, and that would be great. And I also would like some cream spinach, okay? That's giving your desire attention, energy, and focus. You following me?
Okay.
And then the waiter says, thank you very much, takes the order, and goes to the back to give it to the chef. What we do many times is that after the waiter is gone, in other words, we get up and we go in the back and we start trying to cook it instead of allowing it to come to us. We don't sit and wait for it to come and go, of course, I put it in. Put my order in. It's in. We don't go to the back and tell the chef that we want it. But in real life, many times we go, oh, I really want that job. And then I'm going to think about that job and write about the job. And then I'm going to get in there and try to get the job. And I'm going to go to all the things and do all the things and make it happen. The allowing part is sometimes the hardest part. But we're going to change that in this program. It's going to be changed.
Yay.
You like that?
Yay.
Yes. Okay. So I want you underneath that, see the line, the speed at which?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Finish that sentence by writing, law of attraction will manifest my desires is equal to how much I am allowing. So the speed at which law of attraction will manifest my desires is equal to how much I am allowing. So with that same analogy, if you just sit and wait and go, okay, and then you have your conversation after you made your order and you just go, okay, that's fine. If you forget about it, suddenly you're going to have a plate there and it's going to have your lobster. Okay? All right. So after that, underneath that, I want you to just put a line. See where it says contrast?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just put a line over contrast because we're now going to go into working with the first step. It's going to be really fun, okay? So contrast, this is going to be all ID. We're going to do step one today, okay? So contrast, I want you to write, and then the equal sign after it, anything that doesn't feel good. So contrast is from Abraham Hicks, uses it a lot, but it's anything that we're like, oh, I don't like that. I don't want that. You know, like, for example, in my analogies just now, the anchovies were contrast. You go, oh, I don't want anchovies. I want lobster. You see the difference, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So contrast is anything that doesn't feel good. So you have to be really clear about what doesn't feel good so that we know what feels good. We have to know what we don't want, fill in the blank, so we know that what we
do want.
What we do
we want.
Exactly. So we need to know what we don't want so we know what we do want. And that's how we do step one, to ID your desire, to identify your desire. It's really important to say, oh, that's what I don't want. This is what I do want. Okay? So I want a lot of people in law of attraction and in metaphysical world, you know, there's a lot of people. Do you know those people that I'm sure you've seen them? They're sort of like everything is pink roses and fairy tales and everything's fantastic. La, 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 la. Everything's fantastic. And they never look at the bad things ever, ever, ever. And you know somewhere inside them something's wrong. Do you know what I'm talking about? Right. So these, so it's sometimes in the New Age world, they can be, because I want to be really clear. In contrast, we need to look at contrast. We need to see the things, and because if we keep pushing away and pushing away things, it's not healthy, first of all, and it doesn't clean up our vibration. Because the contrast things are going to help us find what we really do want, and it's going to help us move to what we our desires, and to live in more joy and more love. So we do need to look at it, but we need to observe or look at the contrast briefly. I'd like you to write, look at contrast briefly. So it's not like we're denying that there are things we don't want, but we're looking at it. How long are we looking at it, everyone?
Briefly.
Because if we look at it briefly, we can look at it for a little while and go, oh, that doesn't feel good. I want this instead. If we look at it briefly, then law of attraction, whose job is to match our vibration, doesn't have enough time to match to glom onto it. So if we keep looking at what we don't want, think about negative Nelly, that example. All she's doing is looking at the same thing over and over and over. And that's not briefly, and she's getting it over and over. So we might, but she changes when she goes, oh, I don't want that, but I do want this, and I want to look at this. So you focus or you concentrate on contrast briefly, just briefly, okay? And we have to have contrast. Contrast is essential. I don't want us all to walk away feeling like, I'm just going to be a positive thinker. That doesn't work. I can tell you, it doesn't work, because you're just in denial. Usually, you're just in denial. So, contrast is really important for us. So, we're going to move forward and turn the page to page 5. And this is what we're going to do. This is going to be our homework. And I'm going to go through a little example for you. So this is a clarity through contrast worksheet. This is how we're going to identify our desire. So what we're going to do this next week is that you're going to figure out, you're going to decide, oh, I want to work on my ideal job. I want to work on my ideal relationship. I want to work on my ideal whatever it happens to be for you. You can pick anything that you want to. It's all an experiment, and now you're learning the tools. So I'm gonna go through this pretty quickly for you. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm just going to say, I'm going to take my negative Nelly client, and I'm going to say that she came to me, and she is like, I don't want this relationship I'm in. So my reset sentence is, what do I say?
What do you want?
And that is the conversation starter. So I would write up here her ideal relationship. So I'd say, so she would say, for example, and number one, she would say, I don't want guys that eat, that eat bad food. Okay? And then I say, what else, I'll ask you guys, what else might you not want in a relationship? A man that what? what?
And
tell me.
Cheats.
Okay, cheats. Okay, what else? you don't want?
A man that's lazy.
Lazy, uh-huh. What else?
Angry or bad temper.
I don't want a Republican. No, I'm joking.
No. It's okay. Okay,
I want
so
a
we
spiritual
have
man.
Food?
Oh.
Say again?
Not spiritual.
Oh, so an unspiritual. I'll say unspiritual. Spiritual. Okay. What else? Give me one more.
Ape holds me back.
Holds you back. Okay.
Yeah, like controlling.
Mhm. Mhm. Me back or controlling. Okay. So what I just did is I wrote this down on my paper on my under contrast. You see that where it says what I don't like? Y'all following me?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I wrote bad food, number one. Number two, I wrote cheats. Number three, I went lazy. Four was bad-tempered. Five was unspirited. And six is holds me back or controlling. Okay. So my negative Nelly girl, she said that. So I said, okay, so you don't want him to eat bad food. What do you want him to eat? What do you want him to be with his food?
To make healthy choices.
Anyone can. What?
Mindful.
Mm-hmm. Mindful. Maybe mindful or healthy eater. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So then I cross off bad food, and across from it under clarity, I write, I want a mindful eater. That's good. Okay. So you don't want someone that cheats. You want someone who is what?
Faithful.
Faithful.
Honest. And I'm crossing out cheats and I'm writing it across, directly across to faithful and writing faithful or honest. So you don't want someone that's lazy. I'm crossing that out. We don't want someone that's lazy. I looked at it. I don't want it. I looked at how long did I look at lazy for?
Briefly.
And I do want someone that is what?
Hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
Focus.
Working or industrious? Industrious. Okay. I don't want someone that's bad tempered, so I'm going to cross that out. You want someone that is what?
Peaceful.
Okay.
Serene.
Say that again.
Serene.
Okay.
Happy.
Okay. Okay, we got two more. Let's just do them right now. So you don't want someone that's unspiritual. You want someone that is?
Spiritual.
Sometimes it's very easy. Sometimes they're really easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is doesn't want to control. You don't want someone that's controlling. You want someone that is what?
Encouraging.
Yeah, good. Awesome. All right. So now we'll just do this. Now you have all these things you looked at briefly, but now you have the things that you really do want, And you see how you got through the clarity through the contrast? Can you all see that, everyone, or feel it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
So your homework is going to be this. Is you are going to decide what you want, because this is the first step. You can do this for a lot of things, and you will. And I want you to, my clients and people that I know, we do these things all the time because it gets us really clear. And when you get clear, then the wheels of change start to really happen. And I will guarantee you that when you start to do this work, you will start to say, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize that I really wanted a guy that had long hair. I don't know, whatever it was. But if you do it, that was a Freudian slip. So you will get things that you didn't even realize. So there's 10 on this list. I would encourage you to do 10, at least 10. But for me, I guarantee you, this is obvious. You can make this on your own. You can just draw a line down a piece of paper. One side is what you don't like. One side is what you do like. And the more you get, the better your clarity is going to be. And if your vibration is on this clarity, the job of law of attraction is to do what? To match?
Match.
Your vibration. So you see how it's the first step in getting in starting the law of attraction moving forward?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Absolutely wonderful.
Good. All right. So we're going to wrap up a little bit here, but I know we went over, but this was the first call, and I wanted to make sure we got stuff in. Now, I want to, before I move on to do our wrap up and how we're going to move forward, is there any questions about the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet, about how you do it?
Can we pick more than one if we have two different things we want to work on? Or do you want us to, for the right now, just focus on one thing?
You can do a couple. Who is this, please?
This is your sister. This is Janine.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Janine. That's my sister, everyone. So you can do more than one. For the purpose, your homework is going to be you're going to email me one of them so I can look through it and tell you if you're doing it right. But right now, I don't want you to overwhelm yourself. Do one or two and work on it. And
okay.
Then if you want to keep moving on, but eventually you're going to start doing it with a lot of things. So don't overwhelm yourself too much, but try, you know, one or two. And that goes for everyone. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope. This is nope. Awesome.
Okay. So what
Thank
you're going to
you.
Do is you're going to send me your Clarity Through Contrast worksheet. Okay? So you might do it in a Word document or, I don't know, however you want to do it. And you can just give me 10 or 15. I just want to check it over as your teacher and your trainer, is I want to check it over to make sure you're sort of doing it right. Okay? So you can do it in a Word document or you can just do it in the email to me. And please write down my email. You should have it, but write it down. It is MR. At the Magic of Life Coach.com.
Do you have a due date like any teacher, like our children's teachers do?
in the next, let's just say in the next 3 days.
Okay.
Okay, so by Friday.
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. By Friday. Okay?
Sounds good.
Yipe.
Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Good. Awesome. Okay. All right. So that's going to be your homework for this week. We're going to work just on step one, and that's going to get you clear. We're just going to do a little recap quickly, and I'm going to ask you some questions, and then we're going to, we're going to move forward. So, what is the job of law of attraction is to do what?
Match vibration.
Match your vibration.
Vibration.
That's right. And how many vibrations can we have?
One at
two.
A time.
One. Yes, two. One at a time. And what are those vibrations? They are?
Positive and negative.
Positive.
Right. And what are the three words that we're going to try to eliminate from our vocabulary forever?
Don't know.
And our reset sentence is what?
What do you want?
Good. So what do I want? Very good. Awesome. And the three step formula, the first step is to do what? To
ID my desire.
That's right. And step two?
Give my desire
attention.
Mm-hmm. And number three?
Allow.
Good. Awesome. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay.
Hey, good. Okay. So that's, we're going to, I'm going to be sending you some more emails and before we, this week, make sure you're ready for this week. But it's going to be this number again, and it's going to be next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Okay? So before we sign off, I'd like to find out from maybe two or three volunteers one or something that you've learned from today that stands out. And who would like to go first? Say your name and then tell me what you learned today.
Fran, I learned that the language I use is very important.
Thank you. Very important.
Melinda, I learned that I need to have clarity on the things that I want.
Clarity is important. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Max,
Allison, to be aware of my feelings. It's very important.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Be aware of your feelings. And Carol?
To allow the desire to happen. Don't push.
Okay. Well, I'll get a lot out of that lesson when it comes up. Good. Good. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else before I wrap up want to share something that they learned today? Okay. Now I'm going to ask you, this is a little bit of a different question. Who would like to, two or three people like to volunteer, what are they going to do differently?
Talk differently.
Think differently.
What else? Mind my vibration.
Oh, we love that. Let's all say mind my vibration.
Mind my vibration.
Really important. It's really important. Good. Anything else we're going to do differently?
Look at contrast briefly.
Very good, student.
Yeah.
Anybody else is saying something?
Choose our words. Words are so powerful. So be very, very careful of the words that we choose when we speak to people.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you. Very good. I heard someone in the background.
Melinda, I like that I can be an architect of my own life by using the step process, and that I can now move forward at being at having a little formula that I can use, so I can actually use my right and left brain at making at getting the things that I want and getting my whole brain into it.
Oh, wow, Melinda, I love that. That's amazing. Thank you. And you're going to really like it when we move into the next, when you learn the whole process. It's going to be like, whoa, it's pretty amazing stuff. Good. Well, thank you all so much for being so attentive and so interactive. And, yeah, by Friday, if you can send me your one of your examples of your contrast through clarity, clarity through contrast worksheet, that would be fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you, Meg.
All right. So email me anytime before then if you have any other questions, okay?
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful week.
Good night, everybody.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.